All right, it's the fourth Wednesday of the month, and I'm here with Nashville's municipal consultant, Dax Norton. Hello and welcome.
Hello, I missed you last month. Sorry about that. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. You know, these last couple months, though, we've been starting off the show just kind of looking back because it's been a year since the coronavirus took hold. Just kind of open-ended question to start with, what have you taken away from the pandemic like this for a town such as Nashville?
Great leadership, and it had to be reactionary, which a lot of times not good, but was for the county, for the town. I think we've talked to some business owners whose sales were better through the pandemic than they were prior. I think what you saw was people staying close by and coming to the place that they felt was safe. That was Nashville and Brown County, if you will. But just good leadership, good, you know, figuring out on the fly, everyone doing their best to have everybody's best interests at heart, from a safety perspective to an economics perspective. It's been tough. We learned we can do Zoom meetings, but most of us probably don't like them, because we like to be close to each other. And we learned that the normal can go away pretty quickly. What we rely on to feed us and keep lights on can go away in a pretty quick flash, and we've got to be prepared for that to happen again and for revenues to be in place to be able to take care of services and be able to support each other and all the businesses that we have. So that's what I would take away from it. Just very good leadership.
Yeah. Well, and there's still a long way to go. Brown County is in the yellow advisory level. Now, there's no state mask mandate, but I believe there's still some restrictions there in Brown County, right?
If a business requires a mask, the town will back that business up. You can still ask people to leave your business that don't have a mask on. If they don't, they're trespassing. That's obviously a criminal offense. And so, yes, town still is supporting those business owners that want to take a stand and continue to be safe, keep their employees safe, and require masks.
And I believe is the visitor center still closed? It's been closed since December. That funding comes from an innkeeper's tax you told us about. This was a while ago. And I know that obviously tourists is your meat and potatoes there in Nashville. So what will it take to open up the visitor center?
I haven't really had any conversations with Jane and the visitors group for a while. I know that you talk about leadership. She really had to figure it out on the fly, and she did a great job, encouraged people to still come to town, socially distance, be safe, but still come and enjoy, you know, what she markets as to the outside world. Did a great job of it. I know that some of the stimulus money, some of the newest package, specifically states tourism, as an eligible spending. So I don't know what the county's discussing there, but it's probably welcome news.
Yeah. In Nashville, I believe getting $230,000 from the American Rescue Plan Act, Brown County proposed to get almost $3 million. Has there been any talks with you, or have you been in any discussions on how that gets implemented or divvied up, especially when you have county and town with this extra stimulus money, because you don't want things to overlap and, you know, things like that?
First off, the town passed their ordinance, so the state required an ordinance be passed to establish a fund to place those monies into the fund. The monies obviously haven't come to the municipalities yet, and the actual official dollar figures haven't been released by Treasury. So all of us are kind of waiting to see what the Treasury does, especially if there are additional and much more specific guidelines on the use of the spend. I think that one thing that's highlighted for the town's purpose is water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure. That's the thing that the town really is looking towards. Town has some significant projects underway to improve the wastewater and water system. And so it's probably what the council is going to be focusing on. The county, on the other hand, I haven't heard. Like I said, I think it's welcome news that the county can use that for tourism if they need to. We think of the music center. I haven't heard anything of what they'll do. So we're just kind of waiting. All of us are starting to develop spending plans, getting prepared. What we need to do is leverage that money for additional federal dollars, in my opinion, or additional state dollars. So if the state says, if you use this money here, we'll match you dollar for dollar. That's what the council is getting prepared for right now, is to use that money as leverage. A 20% match for 80% money is how we believe that is the intention from the federal government. But we're just waiting for the final specific guidelines from Treasury.
Yeah, you and every other mayor official we've talked to on this show has said basically the same thing. Mayor Bennett in Terre Haute thinks that the first deposit comes as soon as May, but there's been no guidelines. So everyone's waiting to see how they can use that. Now, you did mention earlier about some new, was it ARPR money?
That's what we're talking about now, the American Rescue Plan Act.
That's the same
thing. We all have to live. We in town and economic development world have to live in alphabet soup acronym world. So ARPA is what it's been called.
I covered a Brown County, this is a county commissioner meeting about a property tax increase. It funds buildings, grounds, IT there in the county. Does that tie into the town's goals and planning at all? And is the town looking at any type of tax increase?
No, I don't think so at this point. Obviously, our levy, we're controlled. The levy's controlled by the state. Taxes, I think they went down a bit last year, if I remember correctly, or they stayed the same. I don't see that changing this year. I don't think we've seen the hit to the revenues as much as was anticipated. A good example is food and beverage tax revenue really didn't decline. You would have thought that it would have, but it really didn't. So obviously we're paying close attention. It's budget time right now. It's time to start thinking about those budgets. For right now, it looks like that the town will still be able to provide services to the residents without any significant increases in revenue. Obviously, you always want to do things that'll continue to help provide those services. The water sewer infrastructure funding is a great example, as we have about a $6 million project in front of us. We're working very hard with federal and state partners, get as much of that in grants as we can so that rates won't have to increase substantially to get that done and to have a very good delivery of water to the home and wastewater away from the home.
Yeah, and I know we've been...
It's a good example of, figuring creative ways to get that done.
And I know we've been covering a septic tank ordinance. I think that's a county, but is that mainly for outside town limits, or does that kind of go along with what you're talking about, water and sewer?
It can affect areas in town and out of town. There are areas that are still on septic, and the town goes outside of its limit to provide sanitary sewer services. So, yes, the sanitary sewer master plan mentions that, taking people off septic and getting them onto a sanitary sewer system. And so that's something that we'll be discussing here. The Utility Service Board is up and running. They're a very good group. They're going to be on their fifth meeting now of the year. They're getting ready to meet to go over the sanitary sewer master plan, make any changes that they think may need to be made. I've had some residents reach out and suggest changes that will that are very reasonable that need to be done. But yes, that's a big part of if that ordinance were to pass and septics were to start to go away, and all those plans for sanitary sewer, either expansion or, you know, doing things that can make it easy to hook on, maybe reduce the cost of what we've been talking about.
Is most of the water sewer you talk about expansion or replacing what's there?
Yeah, the project that I talk about now is a rehabilitation project of what's been there since the 60s. Mm-hmm. And the big thing is infiltration of rainwater and into the sanitary sewer system, which you don't want. And so also some rehabilitation of the facilities out at the treatment plant, such as sludge, how you store it, how you remove it, where it goes. There's some chemical tank buildings that are in the flood plain that need to be taken out, moved, some upgrades to some of the lift stations. So yes, it's primarily upgrades to existing infrastructure, although there is a project to include new infrastructure, which would serve the state park and areas along Highway 46 for that new piece of infrastructure and that new lift station.
You know, we were talking with Bloomington's raising water rates because they were on a path to replace water pipes every 200 years, which is not sustainable. So they want to get it to a 100-year replacement schedule, but it's just kind of mind-boggling to think about what towns and cities are going through in just basic water and sewer replacement. And something that's on the top of your mind there, it sounds like, the more we talk about this there in Nashville.
The next big crisis, Joe, is water and sewer delivery by municipalities to the residents. I think I heard 17 billion with a B. Maybe it was million. I can't remember. Seth, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was billion, but I could be wrong. It may be 17 million in needed repairs. Just repairs to water and wastewater systems across the state. I do think that ACEC report is with a B. My head can't get around that if it is. But there is a report out there that's done an analysis of all the repairs that need to be done just to safely deliver those products and that process with the current infrastructure that we have. A great example is a lot of Nashville's system is from pipes from the federal government that were given to the town in the 40s after the reduction of Camp Atterbury. And the federal government dug those water pipes out of the ground and gave it away as surplus to surrounding communities. The town of Nashville is delivering water with a lot of those pipes right now. So,
and then I believed, did I read that there's also a loss of water too in the system that's accounting for, you know, the income is not, doesn't replace that loss of water in the system. And so the question is how much do you spend on fixing that? And does that get your money back?
56% water loss is huge in 2019. That has to be fixed. The average I think is between 15 and 20. So that must be fixed. And that's all, you know, leaks in the system, old valves. It's nothing to do with staff. It's everything to do with aging infrastructure that we haven't been able to keep up with because we haven't done what's necessary to raise the revenue necessary. It becomes a political thing. You know, people don't want their rates raised, but now we can't afford to, you know, to keep the infrastructure viable enough to provide that service safely and efficiently. And so that's why I say the next crisis. Mm-hmm. Not just a Nashville crisis or a Brown County crisis, but a statewide municipal delivery crisis. So that's top of mind for the town right now.
Yeah, and something we'll have to dig deeper into as we move along. And you know, we started talking a lot about this infrastructure and comprehensive planning before the pandemic hit, you know, more than a year ago. So what are some of the other things that you're hoping to turn your attention to?
Just exactly what you said, comprehensive type planning, not necessarily from a zoning perspective, but just for growth perspective. You know, what's 2050 look like? What's 2060 look like? Probably 2050 is a better number, or 2045 for the town of Nashville and its partner in Brown County, but specifically for Nashville, what's it look like? Who is visiting? What are they, where are they shopping? What's the infill strategy, you know, from a growth perspective? Is the footprint is kind of, you're kind of landlocked a little bit. So how do you grow within your own footprint? What does it look like? What's the brand? So that kind, that type of comprehensive type, strategic direction, road mapping, if you will, is really top of mind. And then that turns into some pretty serious economic development discussions of what's the next economic driver besides tourism. What's that next economic driver for Nashville? And that you don't get there without planning to be there. And that, so that's why it's critical and vital.
Yeah, and is it 20 years? Is the current comprehensive? Is it that plan about what, 20 years old?
So the county has a comprehensive plan because they provide planning services for zoning activities. It's state statute that you have to have a comp plan to be able to have zoning law and to enforce zoning law. That plan is about 14 pages and two of them are dedicated to Nashville. So most comp plans are in the 100 to 150 page range. But that's I think that's a different product than what we're looking at. You know, the strategic direction roadmap would possibly include a working with the county to update their comprehensive plan to include a little more specifics for Nashville. But also it's a myriad of things with bicycle pedestrian planning and thoroughfare planning and rules. Historic preservation is incredibly important. You know, we've really got to, there's been an ordinance in front of the council quite often. We need to be able to preserve the historical integrity of the buildings that are contributing. And so those are all the things we're discussing right now. All comes down to economic development.
That was all I had. Did you have any other announcements or things we should know about?
It's beautiful and it's spring and Nashville and Brown County is a great place to go. So doors are opened and come visit.
All right.
Well, safely, of course. But
yeah. Yeah.
Please come see us.
Yeah. We're not out of the woods yet, but we're getting
there. No, be safe. Get vaccinated.
Yes. Have you been vaccinated?
I have been. Johnson & Johnson, one shot.
Oh, you got the one shot.
I'm all done.
All right. Yeah. Well, I just want to remind anyone listening, watching, you can submit your questions to Dax or anyone on Ask the Mayor. It's news@indianapublicmedia.org. Again, thank you very much and hope to see you in May, Dax.
Thank you. See you in May.
All right. Bye-bye.